This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 283 for Friday, February 24th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mixed on Friday morning as the nearby contracts attempt to hang on to newfound gains while the remaining positions fall back. The March canola contract gains $1.40 at $833.90 per ton, while the much more heavily traded May contract tacks on 70 cents at $823.40, and the July contract sheds 80 cents at $819.60. Pressure on canola is coming from losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, as well as Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. As for Chicago soy oil, it's wobbling either side of steady. Meanwhile, global crude oil prices have turned around to fall back, putting pressure on vegetable oils. Although canola crush margins slipped back a little from the previous day, they remain historically high, continuing to underpin values. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending February 19th are 417,500 tons compared to 440,000 the previous week. Exports rise to nearly 191,000 tons versus 182,000 last week. Meanwhile, domestic usage is lower at 180,000 tons compared to 206,000 a week ago. As the United States dollar surges ahead, the Canadian dollar is weaker. The loonie falls to 73.28 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 73.81. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports export sales for the week ending February 16th include 545,000 tons of old crop soybeans plus 11,700 tons of new crop. Soy meal sales are 65,600 tons of old crop. Soy oil sees a net reduction of 800 tons. Export sales of corn comprise of more than 823,000 tons of old crop and 25,500 tons of new crop. Wheat sales are 339,000 tons of old crop and 80,000 tons of new crop. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The May contract is down 2 cents at $15.25.5 per bushel. In choppy trading, May soy oil is relatively steady at 62.21 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal dips 20 cents at $477.80 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the May contract giving up 6.5 cents at $6.53 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its May contract up a penny at $3.45.5. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, as Chicago May falls 19.5 cents at $7.31. Kansas City May foregoes 21 cents at $8.35.5. And Minneapolis May drops 16 cents at $8.88. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, February 24th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.